fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of August. May, the 25th of May. I got too many things in my mind. I'm sorry. Okay, we hope today to get an update on Tim Spencer, whether or not they're going to amputate his leg or not. I'll know by the end of the day. I'll get a report to you sometime tomorrow, during my show tomorrow, I hope. And moving on from there, I have a sale going on energy cleaners between now and midnight, the 29th, Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners, $50 off retail, 10% off mattress pads. You get your order in paying full retail. I refund the difference. My automated system can't account for this sale for 3 days. If you're mailing a check, just do your mathematics and get the correct dollar amount on the check and mail the check in. If you're mailing a check, get it postmarked, the letter, Monday the 29th or sooner. So this is your opportunity to get an energy cleaner and a mattress pad on sale, 10% off mattress pads, $50 off energy cleaners, Memorial Day sale between now and midnight the 29th of May. A prepper tip of the day. If you think you may have visitors during a long-term crisis to your safe haven, especially if they have youngsters, you might want to stock up on shoes and boots. Local thrift shop I go to, in fact, there's a couple of them now, that are offering shoes and boots for children, boys and girls, men and women, 50 cents a pair. Doesn't matter if it's a small shoe for a little girl or a heavy-duty pair of leather work boots insulated for a man, 50 cents a pair. $40, 20 pairs. I mean, $20, 40 pairs, $40, 80 pairs. You get that math right there, right, John? Just go in with a big black plastic trash bag, pick out what you need, lay down your money and walk out the door, get them in your inventory, and you got them when you need them. That's your prepper tip of the day. Okay. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Mr. Don Kubley. Don is the CEO, the man behind the scenes, making everything work at InterShelter Domes. All the details for Inner Shelter Domes are on my website at thelibertyman.com. On the left-hand side, click on there. You'll see beautiful photographs of these domes in the Arctic with a submarine coming up nearby. tropical beach, suburban areas, in the woods, painted camouflage, every kind of setting you can imagine. Totally unique. And I hope that the Chinese won't start duplicating what you're doing there, Don. Is there any thoughts along those lines? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you? Bite your tongue, for heaven's sakes. Yeah, they knock off just about everything. I've avoided them like the plague ever since I bought the company. Let's hope not.
Well, let's hope not also, because that's their reputation of stealing. They could give a darn about patents.
Yeah. And listen, first of all, happy Memorial Day almost. I won't be talking to you before after this call, John, so I wanted to wish you happy Memorial Day. And just for all your listeners, especially the vets out there or families of vets, I'd like to tell you that we're going to allow John to take $1,000 off either the 20-foot solar or polar dome or the 14-foot survival sphere for the next week. So go to his website, and whatever you see there for the cost of the domes, take $1,000 off that dome, and that's going to be our Memorial Day special.
Well, that's quite an offer, and I thank you, sir, for doing that. I'll be out Saturday putting flags on the graves at one of the local cemeteries. It's one of my duties as the commander of my local American Legion post. And that's quite an offer, and I do thank you for doing that, sir.
It's an honor.
The domes. I've been talking, I'm getting more inquiries, and we've been doing this now for several weeks. A friend of mine I served with in the Army, another Special Forces veteran, he's looking to purchase some property here in the Ozarks, and he's very, very interested in the domes, and he's doing his research, very bright, an IT guy. He's an IT security guy for one of the major utilities in Missouri. So he's checking out the domes. Another man I was talking to, I had lunch with him 2 days ago, he was talking about he was going to bury a school bus as a shelter, and I said you need to check out these domes. It's going to be difficult convincing people to take shelter inside a buried school bus. You may do it if they have no choice, but you can build one of these on top. You can build one of these on top of the ground and then use a backhoe to cover it with earth if you choose to do so, or use shotcrete to make it 3 inches or 4 or 6 inches or however whatever thick concrete you want with shotcrete, and have something that you will be proud of as opposed to be something that you're just basically a last ditch. I need to get out of the way. School bus buried under the earth. Not a very good.
I got to tell you a funny story, John.
Go ahead.
Did this friend of yours that you had lunch with, did he do a doomsday prepper show with that bus?
No, he hasn't done this. He's preparing to do it.
Okay. Well, your audience may and may not know, I was asked by National Geographic to do a doomsday prepper show focusing on our dome in Alaska that I moose and caribou hunt out of every year. 3 years ago, the second season of Doomsday Preppers, and the episode is Pain is Good. And it's now in the top five of all times because of our bug out site, which is our dome. But when the lady first called and asked me if I was interested, I had only seen one Doomsday Prepper show, and it was this guy who had a school bus buried in his backyard, and it was full of top ramen and ammunition. And during the course of the show, he would put his family in hazmat suits and rush them down into this school bus buried in the backyard. And so when she called, I said, ma'am, I don't know, let me think about it, because I just did not want this to be made to look like I was, you know, out of my flipping mind. So she called back 2 days later, and she said, Mr. Kubley, I forgot to tell you something. I said, what is that? And she goes, do you know what the number one show is on National Geographic? And I said, well, probably Deadliest Catch or Gold Rush Alaska, I don't know, something like that. She goes, no, it's Doomsday Preppers. And if you bought a one-minute ad on my show, it would cost you $100,000. Now, I'm offering you an hour-long show for free. Are you sure you still want to think about this? And I said, well, you know what? Why don't you guys come on up and we'll do a show? But right. It was that guy jumping in his school bus in his backyard that made me, you know, take double take on
right.
that offer.
Well, and that's why I've I've seen these people at expos. They usually have an attractive young woman at the table to recruit people to be on their show. I never got within 10 feet of that table. I want nothing to do with them because I've also talked to people who they made do silly things. One guy had a very nice underground shelter. It was a product he manufactured, a fiberglass shelter. And they told him he would have to pretend to be sneaking out of there at night in his full protective gear as if he was just coming out of a survival situation before they would even consider doing the show with him. He wanted the exposure, so he agreed to do it, and he got the exposure. So, yeah, well, it worked out okay for you, Don. I'm glad it did. I've got some clips from Doomsday Preppers running here in front of me, and I'm glad it worked out for you without them making you do silly things.
Yeah, they know. We didn't. In fact, we refused to. They would suggest, you know, there was a director there that was constantly whispering in your ear things to say, things to do. And me and my buddy just, you know, we just did what we wanted to. So I think that's probably why we're in the top five. That besides, we had the best bug-out shelter, the Dome. We just did our thing. We were just our natural Alaskan selves, and it worked out pretty good.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. That's the outcome that you were looking for. It's the outcome you got. I'm really glad for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these domes, they are totally unique. You don't need special skills to assemble one. Just two men and a ladder for the 14-foot, simple hand tools. Don't even need power tools. Three men or two women and a man or whatever and a ladder for the 20-foot dome. They're prefabricated. When they arrive at your home, you just take it to the job site. You have to prepare a platform. It could be, what's the variety of platforms you could use to build one of these on, Don?
Well, you can do something as simple as laying down, you know, good, solid, clean pallets with plywood on top. And put the dome right on top of that. As long as it's a level space, you can put the dome on it. In fact, our caribou and moose lodge up in the Alaska Range, we're sitting right on the tundra. You know, we're in the trees, but literally on tundra. And we just threw down rugs on top of the tundra. It's very dry up in Fairbanks up there. So we just put it right down on the earth. You can do that. Not many people do. I recommend a pad. Most people build a simple pad made of pyramid blocks to get you up off the ground, adjustable brackets, 4x4s on those as your base, and then either 2x4s or plywood on top of that, and you got your bury the four corner pyramid blocks, cement blocks, and you got yourself a storm shelter. And because the flange around the bottom of the dome bolts right down to your pad, whether it's concrete, which you can also do, then it becomes a real storm shelter. You bolt these down to concrete, and it's a 220-mile-an-hour wind building.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Very cost-effective. People are shocked when they find out how inexpensive these shelters are, aren't they, Don?
Yeah. Well, as you say so brilliantly, you know, it's hard to find a good used car for the price of a, you know, what you pay for a building that you can live in or you can recreate in or have a getaway cabin to, you know, go enjoy on the weekends with your friends or your family. Yeah, they're very inexpensive, especially when you compare them to a stick build anything that takes so much time and labor and smash fingers to put together. When you said it doesn't have to be three men, I actually, John, have a picture and I'll send it to you. The guy that put up the dome in Glacier National Park carried it 25 miles by mule because they wouldn't let him use anything with a motor on it to get back to his family's private property in the middle of Glacier National Park. He put it up. It was him, his wife, and his 8-year-old daughter put it together. And I've got a picture of her up on this 16-foot slider ladder putting the bolts in the cap panel. So it was a man, his wife, and his daughter put one up. And didn't have any problem at all.
Pretty amazing. Well, I got the Pain is Good show screening here on my other computer, and there's a lot there, a lot to see, isn't there?
I hate to plug it, but yeah, it's frankly, we showed them Alaska. If you're interested at all in Alaska and how we live up here, which is we hunt and fish for everything we eat, that's what this show is all about. I actually shoot a moose in the show for them. Well, I didn't shoot it for them. It was in my freezer till we ate it all. That's how we live up here. I've got four freezers. I've got moose and caribou and venison and king salmon and halibut and shrimp and lingcod. We're just blessed up here. That's one of the reasons I still live up here and put up with these winters is we're able to go out of my front door. And I can see king crab pots right out my front door that amazing. Have king crab 6 feet in diameter in them right now.
Amazing. a crab 6 feet in diameter. What would happen if one of those got a hold of your foot when you're swimming?
You'd have to swim pretty deep. They're down about 500 feet.
That's some relief.
But if you were on the deck in your bare feet, which I don't recommend, after you pulled them up, you would not want one to grab your toe. That is for sure.
No, not at all. Now, in this National Geographic video, something I see that you don't typically associate pretty girls in bikinis with Alaska. The two typically don't fit together. But you, in fact, have that in the show here, don't you?
Well, it's my best friend Craig Campo's daughter, and I must tell you, people, anybody out there that lives on a lake or a river, there's a gentleman named Craig Campo that has invented this jet boat. It's called SJX, and it is the most amazing thing. It's got a bulletproof bottom, does 40 miles an hour in 2 inches of water with two moose and four guys in it all day long, and it's whisper
amazing.
Quiet. His website is Compos, Compeaus. It's a French name, composmarine.com. And if you got an hour to kill someday and you want to see a marketing genius and a really funny guy, go cruise around on Compos Marine and look at the boats we hunt out of for moose and caribou. They're amazing. We launch at sea level at Big Delta, and we run 150 miles up this skinny river, and we end at almost 2,000 feet elevation in the Alaska Range. We literally go up a staircase on this little river. It's an amazing piece of equipment. Best jet boat ever made.
Spell Compo again, please.
Compeaus, Compos Marine. It's a deep, deep site. In fact, he's got my domes on his homepage too. Some of his videos and marketing clips are just phenomenal, especially if you like to see the scenery in Alaska. It's beautiful.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, the inventiveness and resourcefulness of Americans is always a sight to behold. Hopefully he'll be able to sell these things without getting sideways with the government for some silly reason. Well, that's great.
As a result of that show, that Doomsday Prepper show that him and I were featured in, he's had to build two new factories to keep up with the demand. And if you gave him $50,000 for one of those boats today, you wouldn't get it till after Christmas, because that's how far backed up he is.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, good for him. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to the domes, 20-foot domes, 14-foot domes, connectors to connect them together to make a structure as large as you would like. And the only limitations is a person's imagination and pocketbook, isn't it, Don?
You want to hear something about imaginations?
Sure.
A big market right now is the Asian, the Chinese and Japanese tourists coming to Alaska in the wintertime to see the Northern Lights. And I've got a group that are putting 75 of my polar domes who have some private property in Denali National Park. Are going to put 75 of them, half on the north side of Mount McKinley and half on the south side of Mount McKinley, and I'm putting a 6-foot window in the top panels, a 6-foot round window, and they're going to be able to lay in bed and watch the Northern Lights. And there's some mythology in the Asian culture that if you conceive under the Northern Lights, you're going to have a happy marriage and a magic child. So.
So there's going to be some
imagination.
Some attempts at conception going on. Pretty amazing. Well, this window going to be an option for other customers?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's very inexpensive. I think it's a $500 upcharge. And the biggest panels are the third level up. There's 21 panels that comprise the dome. And on the third level are the biggest ones. They're 7.5 feet in diameter. One of the reasons these things are so inexpensive to ship, John, is because the panels stack like Pringles potato chips when you take them down, and they're only an eighth of an inch thick, the panel. So the shipping footprint, and this is one of the things the military really likes about them, is really small. In the same amount of space it takes to move one container, I can move 12 buildings.
Amazing.
So the big panel, and by the way, speaking of that, I just got a PO from the United States Air Force, your friend, your colleagues yesterday, John, from J-Bear in Anchorage.
Okay.
Commodore. I'm really excited about it, to tell you the truth. But anyway, the biggest panel is 7.5 feet in diameter. We're going to put a 6-foot round window in it. And up here, just we'll face it north, which is always where the northern lights are coming from. That's why they call them that. And other people that have other reasons for wanting to have a nice window like that in their building, we can do that for them.
Well, that's good to know. I'll have to check. I don't know that I've got those listed as an option on my website. And if I don't, I will correct that as soon as Tim Spencer gets back from the hospital, and we can get that on there as an option.
You don't yet, John, and that's my fault. It's a brand new thing. It's just becoming available as we speak, and I'll get you all the information for your site when your guy gets back.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I refer to all the options as a smorgasbord. It's like going through a cafeteria. Well, do I want the apple pie or the peach pie? Do I want the steak or do I want the pork chops? And you pick and choose from the smorgasbord to customize your structure, our structures plural, to get exactly what you want to accomplish your goal, right, Don?
Yes, you can have up to 5 windows and 5 doors in each unit. So if you're in a place with a great view or you like lots of light and lots of air, you can certainly have it. You can also turn the door blanks or door panels into places to insert refrigerators and stoves and shower stalls and things like that. Or you can take the door panel and turn it into a full window, a French window. So you literally have 360-degree views all the way around the dome.
Amazing. Amazing. Something we didn't talk about we need to is how energy efficient these things are just because of the shape. Nature's perfect shape. Tell us about that, Don.
One of the things, I've discovered this in a very unique way. I really was not aware of it for the first many years I owned the company. I was at a trade show in Regina, Canada in December. Why they have an agriculture show in December in Regina, Canada, I do not know. But we were outside this convention center. It was about 5 degrees, and it was blowing about 50 miles an hour off the northern plains, and it was bloody cold. And we had one sitting there in the parking lot with our P2 insulation kit in there, which is the insulation we use. And all we had in there was a little 1,500-watt heater that cost you $20 at Fred Meyer's. And it was under the table. And, people would come blasting through the door, all bundled up and huffing and puffing. And they'd walk into the building, and it was 69 degrees in there. And they'd walk in, they go, how are you doing this? Why is it so warm in here? And this little heater was under the table. You had to look for it to see it, little black box.
Right.
And we said, well, it's the insulation and the combination. It's the marriage of the products. It's very energy efficient. But while we were sitting in there, we had one of those laser guns where if you point the laser at a surface, it tells you the temperature of the surface.
Right.
I'd never seen one before. And so I'm sitting there, normally in a square building, if you've got a 12-foot high ceiling, which is what the ceilings are in my 20-footer, they're 12-foot. If you have a 12-foot high ceiling, you've got to have a fan to push that heat back down. A lot of you don't live in cold climates like I do, but in Alaska, if you've got a 12-foot ceiling in the wintertime and you've got a fire going, you've got to get a fan up there to push that heat down to your feet where you need it, because all the heat rises. But not in a dome. In a dome, it rolls constantly, naturally. Playing with that laser temperature gauge, I realized that the heat at the ceiling was always 2 degrees. There was never more than 2 degrees difference between the ceiling and the floor. With a 12-foot ceiling, cold as bejeebers outside, and just a little 1,500-watt heater. It was, I think, 69 degrees on the ceiling and 67 degrees on the floor, something like that. But that's the magic of the dome, that the air in there constantly moves, constantly rolls.
Well, that's why they're so efficient. It doesn't matter whether it's a 12-foot dome or a 100-foot dome for a church or a gymnasium. The energy efficiency is something people don't understand, and when they find out, they're just absolutely pleased, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. I bought the company just about 20 years ago from the vet that invented it and passed. He'd been making domes for 10 years before that. Every single dome that's ever been made, as far as I know, is still in use. You can't find one of these used on the market. Nobody ever gives up their dome that I've ever heard of. I've never heard of a used dome for sale.
No.
They are an amazing structure. They're as portable and mobile and quickly erected as a tent, yet will be there for generations. You know, the way we like to look at it, John, is for the first time since the Romans, we've bridged that gap between tents and stick-built houses. You yourself, when you were in the service, what did you stay in when you were in the forward ops? You were in a tent, right?
Well, unless we were on a mission, we used ponchos, but in our base camp, we'd use GP mediums, just canvas tents.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing the Romans did. And
right.
I frankly think that, except the Romans, their tents were made of animal pelts, and yours were made of canvas. But it's the same structure. And what we've done is we've bridged that gap between tents and stick-built houses or trailers. We go up as fast as a tent. We're as mobile and portable as a tent. But once we're up, we're stronger than the house you're sitting in right now, John, or the building you're sitting in.
I know that, because tell us about the snow load these things can carry.
Well, we know the one you see on my website sitting next to the helicopter. I don't know if you have that one on your site or not, John. Is on the mountain above Valdez, Alaska. Valdez, Alaska is the snowiest place on Earth that people actually live. They get over 20 feet of snow on the beach there every year. 3 years ago, the National Guard had to go in and dig them out of their houses so they could get out and eat and get their supplies they need. The snow was up above the roofs of these, up to the eaves of the houses, and they couldn't get out. That's on the beach. I've got a dome that's been on top of a mountain 5,000 feet above that since the Exxon Valdez went down. What was that, 25 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
And AT&T uses these on mountains across Alaska for that reason. They'll take a 200-mile-an-hour wind in the fall storm season, and that one above Valdez is under at least 30 feet of snow every winter. Maybe that year had to get dug out by the National Guard, my guess is 40 feet. But it's hard. There's nobody up there sticking a stick down there to see how deep it is. It's way
Hold
down
that
there,
thought.
And you can't get to it until late July.
Thought.
There's only about a 3-month window where the snow melts off enough to where you can get in there. And,
Hold that
and,
thought, Don. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of May. My website is thelibertyofman.com. Our project.
Well, I got to tell you, John, it's only 6:30 here in Alaska, and you're the only guy I know that can get me marching around the house at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. I had a friend, house guest, one a guy I served with in Vietnam, and. The room, his bedroom that he resided in those couple of nights, had stereo speakers attached to a stereo in the front room. So he's lying in there asleep with the door closed, and there was huge stereo speakers. And I had a tape of the airborne soldiers marching marching with cadence at Fort Bragg that I put on the stereo. Started out like it was on a great distance away, very low. You could hardly hear it, and incrementally over a couple of minutes, getting louder and louder as the soldiers were approaching and they're marching. And there was a short time when he wasn't sure if he was back at Fort Bragg or not. So it was a great practical joke on my friend. Anyway, my website is thelibertyman.com, and our project, my listeners are working with me. We're finding images on movies and TV shows. We now have 10, or actually 11, we haven't got one posted yet, movies and TV shows showing continents with new coastlines. If you find an image, get that to me. You get your choice of any of my DVDs as a thank you, the ones I produce myself. And, of course, from now till midnight, the 29th of May, we have a Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners, $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Place your order. I refund the money manually myself for the automated system. My order takers can't do it for you. I do have a toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. They'll take your order. You'll pay full retail. I refund the difference. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Mr. Don Kubley. We're talking about the Intershelter Domes, a totally unique product. Nobody else on the planet is doing this. Nobody else is offering these for sale. It took 3 years before he could get caught up with orders from several militaries, including ours, several governments, including ours, before he could start taking orders from the general public, and now we can take these orders. If you've got a question or comment about the domes, give us a call at 800-313-9443.
By the way, John, that's very patriotic of you to give a Memorial Day special on that those products you just mentioned. And for those that missed it at the beginning of the show, I'd like to make the same offer on the 20-foot polar or solar dome or the 14-foot inner shelter survival sphere. I'll take $1,000 off the price you see on John's website and through the end of the month for Memorial Day. For any of you that need a getaway place, some place to get out of the city or just go recreate if you've got a back 40 somewhere, this is the product for you, and I hope you take advantage of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's a great opportunity, a couple of great opportunities. The discount on the energy cleaner, the $1,000 off the 14-foot and 20-foot domes. Things you can take advantage of. Now, my sale goes until midnight, Monday the 29th. How about yours, Don?
I'm going to extend this for at least a week.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, if you've got a question or comment about the domes, give us a call. You may have a specific question. Maybe you've been looking over the photographs and all the different options. I had a question the other day about the insulation, and you referred me to the site where the insulation is manufactured. So I'll be providing that to my customer so they can look directly at the manufacturer's specifications for the insulation. What we provide with the domes is the basic shelter. You're going to have to take care of the plumbing, electric and furnishings and decorating yourself, won't you, Don?
Well, actually, we consider that one of our strengths, John. There's a million ways to use these things. I mean, honestly, we're talking about some simple stuff. You know, a place to go out and enjoy the woods and nature with your family. But there's a million commercial and military uses, homeless communities, migrant worker housing, churches, schools, pop-up retail sites. They can be used for around athletic events, for selling T-shirts and things like that. I mean, what's more natural outside of a ballpark than a dome that's painted like a baseball, or outside of a basketball stadium with a dome sitting there that's painted like a basketball? I mean, there's a million different ways to use these. So the way we look at it is we're selling a blank canvas. And as with any artist, as with any user, you take that blank canvas and you make it what you want. You can draw a stick man on it, or you can paint the Mona Lisa. You can trick these things out like you can't believe. You cannot believe how some people finish off the interiors of these buildings. And they are real buildings. These are not tents. When they're up, they're stronger than any house any of your listeners are sitting in right now. None of those houses will take a 200-mile-an-hour wind and a 40-foot snow load. So, you know, once it's up, anything you can buy in a Home Depot or a fancy furniture store or a hardware store can be put in, hung on, or plugged into a dome. So you can make them as fancy or as Spartan as you want.
Well, like I say, it's a smorgasbord, and you get to pick and choose how you complete these things. And, I hadn't thought about that until this morning, how being able to set one up in a couple of hours, how they could be very useful for a county fair, any kind of special event, to be put up, used for a special event, disassembled, and put into storage for the next special event. Typically at these special events, people have these little shades, shelter cloth shades that they set up 10 by 10 feet, which is better than nothing. But if the weather turns very bad at all, you're pretty much on your own, aren't you, with those little sunshade things?
Oh, sure. They become projectiles. We have excuse me. I'm sure you've heard of the Sturgis bike rally.
Oh, yes.
In Sturgis, you probably even brought your bike there, I would guess.
Very familiar with it, yes. All right.
We had several of our domes at, not Buckwheats, but what's the name of it? The biggest park there, campsite, campground. And I had one of my guys down there handing out material and showing them off and stuff. And they had a thunder and hail storm. And all the tents were blown down. And he said, those domes were so packed with people, you couldn't have packed another person in any one of them. There must have been 20 or 30 people in each one. Because it was the only building that was protecting them from the hailstones outside.
I got an engineering question for you, Don. Oh, is it possible to have a 6-foot wide door on a 20-foot dome?
No, the door is 3 feet wide and 78 inches tall, and that's as big as that door can be. Oh, by the way, that is an American Disability Act approved door. Because of the size of the panel, that's as big as that door can get. Now, if you need more door space, you can have 4 more doors around it, around the building. But the door itself, the door panel, that's as big as it can be.
Okay, well, that's just good to know.
Now, we are about to release, and I don't think I've even told you about this, John. We're opening up a factory in India. And we've got a next generation of dome coming out. It's going to be called the Q-Hut. And the best way to picture it is remember the Quonset huts that they used in World War II? Probably slept in a lot of them because they're still around. You can either have a 20-foot dome or you can have a 20 by 40, 20 by 60, 20 by 80, or 20 by 100-foot dome. And it can be round on both ends like a dome, so it'll look like a caterpillar. Or at one end, you can have a flat wall with a garage door in it. That'll take trucks and forklifts and things like that, so you can use them for warehousing. They'll be just like the dome I have now, only you can make them longer. And it's going to revolutionize what we're doing. It's going to open up a lot of new markets that aren't currently there, and we're real excited about it. It's going to be called the Q-Hut.
Okay, well, I made a note of that. Are they going to be available for sale in this country?
Yes, sir, they are.
Okay.
The main market for that factory is the 67 million refugees in the Middle East and across the world tonight. And when I say refugees, I don't mean homeless people that are out there because of socioeconomic events. When I say refugee, I mean somebody that is fleeing with their family so they don't get their head sawed off. By this death cult they call ISIS. And right. Al-Qaeda. And so there's a lot of people out there that need us tonight, and we're trying to respond as fast as we can.
Well, it'd be great to have shelters in Turkey so they didn't have to go to Europe. That would be a real good outcome, I think.
And Jordan and Lebanon. Jordan has 2.5 million people stacked up on their border. I think Lebanon has the same amount. Turkey has about that many. It's serious. And look how many are piled up on the islands off of Greece and Lesbos. It's a serious problem.
Well, it is, obviously. And if you can provide any relief with your shelter, that would be a good thing. Just make sure you save some for the Americans that want to buy them too, Don.
Absolutely. Yeah, there will, and we will.
Okay. Because I know that these, you know, the numbers are pretty dramatic when you look at the numbers of potential sales there. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can do what the governments are doing, several governments, including the United States government, what various militaries, including U.S. military, is doing. Fortune 500 companies like the telephone company that's buying these domes. You can do the same thing. And it's very great to be able to buy something mil-spec, because frequently mil-spec things are outrageously expensive, but a mil-spec shelter at a very reasonable price that you can set up yourself with simple hand tools. Don't even need power tools or any special training. Get it set up in a couple of hours with three people with a 20-foot dome, two people with the 14-foot dome, and have shelter that will protect you from the elements at a very reasonable price. It's just a win-win situation all around, isn't it, Don?
It sure is. Like you said, it's when you can buy a building that you can live in for the cost of a used car, not too fancy of a used car, it's an opportunity, especially when they're so versatile.
It
and
is.
They can be used for so many different things. And you, excuse me, John.
Well,
you mentioned
say,
military spec, and I don't know if I've gone down the list of military groups that are using these. Were used by the U.S. Navy in Hawaii for radar stations. That one's been there 30 years. Were used by the U.S. Navy at the North Pole for their nuclear submarine Arctic research stations up there. There was a 60-minute special on CBS 2 months ago about the farthest north research station. A big submarine comes up through the ice, and there's one of my polar domes sitting there. And the Secretary of the Navy hops out of the bow of the submarine that just crashed up through the ice and goes over and does an interview in one of my domes. We're used by the Army Corps of Engineers in the Marshall Islands for man camps on Kwajalein. We're used by the United States Marine Corps. And as I told you, we just got an order yesterday from the United States Air Force. So and there's lots of other federal agencies. We're used by the U.S. Geological Survey all over Alaska, the Bureau of Land Management research stations, the park system, national park system, and all across Canada. In fact, the United States Forest Service just bought some here for the Tongass National Forest in Alaska. So there's a lot of federal agencies and military organizations that are using these, John. That is correct.
Well, and that should give people peace of mind, because to have any branch of the U.S. military is extraordinary. To have several branches purchase these domes, it tells me a lot that there's been a lot of homework done on the part of these services to make sure that these domes will perform the way they're supposed to perform. And that takes the edge off of, I wonder if these things will work. Well, of course they'll work. That's why the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, other militaries are buying these things, because they do, in fact, work, don't they?
I forgot the U.S. Coast Guard, and they work. I forgot the U.S. Coast Guard, and there was one other one that just popped into my mind that's a federal agency. But, yeah, those guys do their homework before they put out purchase orders. There's no doubt about it. And you've seen government contracts, John. It's pretty overwhelming when one comes over the computer.
Yeah. Well, getting the contract means there's something that's gone on before that. A lot of work, a lot of due diligence on the part of the military service that's offering the contract to get to the point where they actually put ink on paper. That's the hard part.
That's exactly right. And all of these, you hit it on the head, John. I've been working all of these for many, many, many years, and it just seems like the whole world has found us at once. And I'd like to thank you for the part you're playing in that, John. I feel a little bit like Janis Joplin the day after Woodstock. You know, everybody thought she was an overnight wonder, and didn't know that she'd been singing in honky tonks for 20 years. That's a lot like our computers are burning up here, and we're very humbled by it. But man, are things hopping.
Well, they are hopping, and they should be hopping. When you offer a great product that's totally unique, that does perform as advertised, you should be hopping, and people should be lining up to buy these things, and they are lining up to buy them, aren't they, Don?
Yes, they are. Yeah, it's a 18-hour a day, 7 days a week here. We won't be taking Memorial Day weekend off, I'll tell you that. As much as I'd love to go fishing, it's going to be 70 degrees up here this weekend. I'm going to be on the computer taking care of your orders.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. $1,000 off the 14-foot and the 20-foot for the next week. If you're listening and you're thinking about maybe it's time to do that, hey, $1,000 is $1,000. 10 Ben Franklins. So, which is, it helps a lot. I know if you're struggling and wondering if you can barely afford one of these domes, that $1,000 discount will might make the difference, right, Don?
I hope so. I really do. Take advantage of it. You will love these things.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is your opportunity. $1,000 off to 14-foot, $1,000 off to 20-foot for the next week. So you got time to think about it and make your decision. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, we are back. Let's jump. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of May, visiting with Don Kubley, the CEO of InterShelter Domes. He's running a special sale for the next week, $1,000 off the 14-footers, $1,000 off the 20-footers. Look at my website. Look at all the choices there, all the different options for doors and windows, insulation, and so forth. Place your order, and you get a $1,000 discount for the next week. Right, Don?
That's correct, John, and I'm honored to do that. And I truly hope it makes a difference to some vet out there that would now be able to to purchase one of these, that would be very, very rewarding to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go for it. Let's get it done. Stop procrastinating. I talk about procrastination a lot. If you've been thinking about getting a dome, well, this is an opportunity that is here right now in your face for the next week. And when it's gone, it's gone. So think about it. Make your decision. Make your purchase. And take delivery. Right, Don?
That's right. Yeah, and we can deliver anywhere in the country and anywhere in the world. We're from the South Pole to the North Pole. I think we're in 25 countries now. They work as good in the desert as they do on the mountaintops of Alaska. We have one in the Mojave Desert that's been out there 30 years. It still looks brand new, and they just ordered another one to connect to it. They're so happy with it. So it really makes no difference. In reality, the more extreme the climate, the more treacherous the terrain, the better these things work. They work fine in the city. We had a homeless community in downtown Los Angeles right on Skid Row for almost 15 years. That was the most successful homeless community in the country. So they work in urban areas. But you start talking about remote or rural sites and challenging terrain and extreme weather, that's where we really perform. There's just nothing that can touch us. You were talking earlier about bunkers in the Ozarks, and right. That sounds like a great, great program up there. But this is an opportunity to own your own bunker in your backyard or on your private property somewhere, because you bolt these down to a concrete pad and shoot them with a little shotcrete, and you got yourself. Well, they'll take a hurricane with no shotcrete. Up to 200 miles an hour, but I'm waiting for the day we get hit direct by a tornado. I can't say they're tornado proof yet because we've never been hit by one, unfortunately. I wish we would. But I know that if you bolt this down to a concrete pad and you shoot it with a couple inches of shotcrete, I know these are tornado shelters, and they're one heck of a lot cheaper than all the ones you bury.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this is the time to do it. Make your decision. Get those domes. We get $1,000 off. And you got a week to make your decision and get that order in. Right, Don?
Yep. Yeah, and we're sitting here waiting.
Okay. Well, thank you for working over the weekend to take care of these orders that will be coming in. I'm sure they'll be. You do. I have a lot of listeners in Australia. You'll ship to Australia, won't you?
We have them in Australia. We have them in New Zealand. We have them in the Marshall Islands. We have them in Hawaii. We have them all through the South Pacific. We have them in Japan. We have them in Thailand. We're all along the Pacific Rim.
Pretty amazing. Don, thank you, sir. We look forward to having you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
John, it's always an honor to be with you, sir. Thank you for your service, my friend. God bless you. God bless America, and happy Memorial Day, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, that's it for this show. You've got to get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.